Well, there's various theories about this. Some historians would say that it's all to do with enforcing the continental blockade. Well, that's true enough as so far as Portugal is concerned, and it's of course Portugal which is the initial reason why French troops enter the peninsula. They march into Spain so they can get to Portugal. Yes, certainly, Portugal was a hole in a continental blockade. It was a neutral state which was friendly to Britain and traded quite extensively with Britain. But that theory doesn't work at all with regard to Spain, which had already accepted the continental blockade. Secondly, there are some people who would argue that Napoleon was determined to eradicate all the Bourbon monarchies of Europe. He'd already got rid of the one in Naples. The one in France, of course, had already been overthrown in 1792. And this left simply the Spanish Bourbons, and they offended him, and he wanted rid of them. However, these theories don't really hold water at all. There's no particular evidence that Napoleon was intent on overthrowing the Bourbons. There's certainly no evidence that he was planning to overthrow the Bourbons until the decision actually wasn't taken until the very beginning of 1808. Cut a long story short, what happens? Napoleon decides he's going to act against Portugal. He sends troops into Portugal, which means he has to cross Spain. He does this with the agreement of the Spanish government. Towards the end of 1807, whilst all this is in process, a major crisis erupts in the dynastic politics of the Spanish court. No need to go into this particularly here. This major crisis certainly alarms Napoleon. I mean, Spain was an ally and he didn't want it destabilised. And he's also becoming more and more worried about Spain's ability to perform as an ally. So that's the situation, kind of end of 1807. But he's still not decided to overthrow the Bourbons yet. What happens is at the beginning of 1808, he is suddenly plunged into a crisis with regard to the Balkans. This is almost always ignored. As a result of the Treaty of Tilsit, Russia expected French support in the Balkans. Napoleon dragged his feet because he didn't want Tsar Alexander to get lots of fresh territory, and the Tsar Alexander forced his hand. And it became very apparent that unless Napoleon came in on the act, Russia was going to literally march on Constantinople. So Napoleon has to come in on the act, which means he's going to be involved in a war against the Ottoman Empire. And because the Ottoman Empire is across the Mediterranean, this means it's going to be a naval war, and he needs the Spanish navy. And he seems to have decided that unless France took over the Iberian Peninsula, the Spanish navy would simply not be up to scratch. So it's really about, as I say, it's about a crisis with the Ottoman Empire. It's about preparation for a war against the Ottoman Empire that really never happened.